Welcome to Tales from the Bridge. This episode, we're going to have some highlights from our science fiction and fantasy pop quiz that we did at Toronto Comic Con recently. We've done this panel many times, and it's one of the most fun. We have lots of audience participation, and lots of people came out. So if you were there, thank you so much for coming. This is just a highlight, so we're going to have some trivia questions. I hope it's fun for people to listen to and play along with. And then the end of the episode, the audience members start asking trivia questions to the audience, and we get some book recommendations. So coming up on the show soon, we're going to have the Expanse series episode where we're going to talk about the entire series of the Expanse. So join us for that one. Next episode, we've got another great science fiction author on the show. Be sure to leave a review for the show. Subscribe to the show. Let us know what you think of the show. Write in. We love to hear from you. We really appreciate that you are here with us listening to this. So we hope you have fun on this one. Let's make our way over to the Comic-Con Bridge. Has anyone been out to here before to the trivia sessions that we've done? They're new questions, so... All right. Question number one. What training exercise was assigned to test Starfleet Academy cadets by placing them in a no-win scenario?
Kobayashi Maru.
Correct.
Correct.
The Kobayashi Maru.
All right, well done.
So we're going to keep track of score here. Nick's got that, and that's how we're going to do this here. Okay, question number two. What is the significance of the number 42 in...
It's the answer to the life, universe, and everything.
Correct. Ultimate question to life, the universe, and everything. Very good.
Very good.
In Doctor Who, what component in the TARDIS allows it to assume any shape to blend into its surrounding? The chameleon circuit. You got it. What is the name given to the killer balloon in The Prisoner? Does anyone remember that show, The Prisoner? It's a British show from about 1967. Who said that? Rover. We're going to give it to you. Rover. What part of the human anatomy repeatedly appears throughout Blade Runner?
The eye.
The eye. Yeah. Very good. In the Foundation series by Isaac Asimov, what science is Harry Seldon responsible for developing?
No.
Psychohistory.
Correct.
All right. Number nine. In the Alien franchise. Oh, this is a multiple choice. But it might not have to be because I feel like someone could get this.
Yeah.
In the Alien franchise, what was the name of Ripley's cat? There was a quick hand that went back down.
Jonesy?
Yeah. Jonesy is correct.
Yes.
Jonesy. This is a tricky one, maybe even for Doctor Who fans. TARDIS is the acronym for...
Time and Relative Dimension in Space.
Wow. Time and Relative Dimension in Space. Wow. That's pretty good. All right. Dune question. In Frank Herbert's Dune, the Bene Gesserit have conducted a human breeding program with the intention of creating a super being known as the... I didn't see the hand there.
Was that Tataract?
Correct.
Yes.
Did everyone see the new Dune? Good? Really good, eh? In Logan's Run, what is the age that a person must surrender themselves to Carousel?
30?
Correct. And I think it was different in the movie. I think it's 20 or 21 or maybe even 18 in the books.
Oh, in the books.
In the
okay.
books, yeah.
It was 30 in the movie. Yeah.
They gave us a little bit more time in the movies.
Excellent.
All right. All right, next question. This is an interesting factoid here. Captain James Kirk's middle name is Tiberius. In what series is this first mentioned? You would think so, but no, it's not.
Next Generation?
No, it's not. No.
Enterprise?
No.
Space
Nine? No.
Stargate Atlantis?
No. I didn't quite hear that. What was it, sorry?
No. The animated series. No one has seen the animated series. I kind of do like it, but it's that weird early 70s animation where things barely move. But that's when they first mentioned it. And just so that you know, in the original series, Kirk is given the middle initial R. So the canon is not actually correct. He has a middle initial R in the original series. And then in the animated series, they call him Tiberius. Yeah, what is true? Got to go to the Ministry of Truth for that one. All right. Now, does anyone have a question? I'm sure some people have some questions they want to ask. So people do. Okay, so what we're going to do is come down to... I'm going to bring this down and use this and the microphone. All right, so who has a question? You have one? Do you want to come on up? And can you tell us your name?
It's Jackie. And right. For the movie The Flight of the Navigator, who voiced the ship?
I know that one.
I think someone's Googling. I know, I double-checked mine, too.
If no one has this, I want to answer it.
Oh, my gosh.
No one has this one?
I stumped even The Ringer.
The Ringer? Well, it's a kids' movie, too. You don't watch kids' movies.
It was from Disney.
I re-watched it with my son last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was on the Sunday night Disney show.
Yep. It's Paul Rubens.
Yes, Pee-wee Herman.
Pee-wee Herman. Yeah. And your name?
Ashley.
Okay.
All right, recent sci-fi book question. In Project Hail Mary, what did Ryland Grace call Rocky's ship?
I read that and I don't remember.
Oh, I got it.
You got that one? Okay. That's a good one. So Andy Weir wrote this. He also wrote The Martian. They're turning that into a movie, too. You might have to work on it.
Maybe, but Project Hail Mary is like way better. I like The Martian, but
Project Hail Mary.
But yeah, compared to The Martian,
I agree.
Like Project Hail Mary is great. Martian is hot garbage.
Yeah,
and I like The Martian.
Matt Damon's in it. I mean, how good could it be?
Okay. Anyway, it's the Blip A.
The Blip A. You know that?
Yeah.
Oh, point for you. Okay, you can have a button, Nick. More questions. This is fun. We got. Yeah, come on up. We'll do a few more, and then we're going to get some book recommendations from folks. So, your name?
Simon.
All right.
In the three-body problem, what plagues the character Wang Miao's vision?
Sofon's hitting his eyes, hitting the retina. Yeah. Hitting his retina to, like, you know, projecting.
Yeah, right. Like projecting a countdown. Yeah, countdown.
Can you say the answer?
That's like the complex answer, the Sofon's, but it's a countdown that he sees.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that was a creepy part, too. That's towards the beginning, right?
Yeah,
that was a very creepy part in the book. And that show comes out soon.
Yeah, like next week.
Next week. Very good. Exciting. Awesome. And your name?
Yeti.
Say it again, sorry.
Yeti. Can I ask two questions?
Yeah.
Okay, both from Lord of the Rings. So, one, how old is Aragorn?
I think I know that one. Who answered that one first? Did you see hands? Everyone lit up at the same time over here.
Far back.
Me? Yep.
87.
Correct.
87, oh, correct.
And what's the last names of the four hobbits?
Oh, gosh.
That's good. At the back.
Gamgee.
Baggins.
Took.
That's the hard one. Yes.
Brandy Buck, yeah. Well, thank you. Very good. Any other trivia questions to ask the audience? Come on up. And your name?
My name is Todd.
Todd.
And the question is, who wrote the poem Ode to Spot?
At the back.
Data. Yeah.
Data. Ode
I
to
guess,
Spot.
Yeah, Ode to Spot. I guess just another one. So what breed was Spot? That was a trick question there, but yeah.
Domestic short hair? Just a domestic short hair?
Your orange tabby.
Orange tabby.
We do the group consensus,
very
yeah.
Good. Okay, excellent. Points for everybody.
I got one. In the episode Genesis, what reptile did Spot turn into?
Over there? Lizard?
A
Iguana.
Iguana. Nice. All right, and then you got another one. Simon's back.
Simon's back. In Dune, what ancient civilization does House Atreides trace its lineage to?
Roman?
Close.
Greek.
Greek. Ah, very good.
Ancient Greek.
I've only seen one movie.
Then what would other people be like? So, yeah, I don't want to. All right. More questions? Anyone?
So, this is fantasy. In the Kingkiller Chronicles, the main character Quoth in the present is retired as an innkeeper. What is the name of his inn?
Anyone know the Kingkiller Chronicles? That'd be
Patrick
the man in, or the name of the wind.
Yeah.
And the second one is Wise Man's Fear.
Wise Man's Fear.
So his name was Quoth. I think that's how you pronounce it, right? Yeah. Quoth.
What is the name of his inn?
Nope.
Is the Waystone Inn.
The Waystone Inn, right. Did you read the new one? There was a new one out that talked about Bast.
No, I mean...
The new novella? Did anyone check that one out? No fans of it. These are really... Like, I'm not that into fantasy. I like Lord of the Rings and a few, but the Kingkiller Chronicles are...
Really good book.
They're fantastic. They're not finished, so don't expect them to be done, but I don't mind that. They're great books. Great question. Thank you. Do you have another one with that, or...
No.
You're all good?
There you go.
All right, we've got a recommendation for a sci-fi book.
Sci-fi and fantasy.
And fantasy book. Okay, what have we got?
All right, it's called Off to Be the Wizard by Scott Meyer. It's a guy who discovers that reality is a computer program, and he's found the source code, and he can manipulate it. So he decides to go back to, like, medieval England to become a wizard.
Ooh. And this is written by who, sorry?
Scott Meyer.
Scott Meyer, okay.
It's 5 parts.
And this is a recent book or an older book?
Mid-2010s, like 2015, okay. Maybe.
Oh, cool. Great. Thank you. Have to watch for that one. Thank you very much. Chris is back. He was here last year and recommended Rendezvous with Rama, which I read and loved.
Okay.
And apparently it gets better.
The series gets very interesting, yes. I don't think I've read the last one because I missed it. So I actually put it on my list a couple of weeks ago. Okay. So we'll see where that goes.
But you've got a new recommendation for us. So what do you want our listeners to hear about?
Well, you talked about fantasy in there for needing more questions on it. And that made me think of Seanan McGuire's Wayward Children series that starts off with Every Heart a Doorway, I think it's called. And it's very interesting because it starts in our world, us, you know. But it's about this sort of halfway home for returned children to fantastic worlds. And so it's not really, it's got fantasy as the setting for the fantastic worlds, but the drama is about the relationships in this world. Yeah, and then because you mentioned it in there, Hugh Howey's Silo series.
Yes.
You know, I read that a couple of years ago before the show came out, and so that's kind of interesting. It's a mixed read, I think.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of what he does with the story, and there's some things that are just damn confusing.
It's pretty neat that he also did those before getting published as well.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Like, that's impressive that he was able to write that. Usually you need an expensive editor and all this stuff, and he managed it. So.
Yeah. I mean, if he had had the editor, I think it would have cleaned up some of the confusing plot elements, especially in the third one.
Yeah.
You know, and sort of give him a pass on that. It's okay.
Like,
you know.
Oh, great.
So.
Thank you, Chris.
Okay, a pleasure. Nice to see you all again.
Yeah, nice to see you too, man.
I lost my son.
Thank you for joining us once again. We really appreciate you. Please subscribe to the show, leave a review, write in, let us know what we should be reading or watching. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you everyone from Toronto Comic Con who helped us with the panel. Thank you everyone who came out to the panel. Until next time.